brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Friday edition. We're already an hour into the transmission, 3 hours span out before us. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com. We're often imitated, but unfortunately never duplicated, because we want more liberty lovers and freedom folks out there on the web. But a lot of folks are out there doing great work, and we appreciate that. And one of them is Bob Chapman. Also, they take the last 3 hours of the Friday show and replay it in the evening from 5 to 8 p.m. Central on XM, and that's up there on the XM schedule. So be sure and check that out. This will be re-airing on July 4th for 3 hours at XM, the second, third, and fourth hours. I have a history expert on the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, what the founders went through, how many of them were killed, their families were killed, they were put on starvation ships, the British invented concentration camps, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother were killed in a concentration camp. So we're always told to hate the French on 4th of July, and there's this Francophobe thing, instead of being a Francophile, and we're these Anglophiles in this country. Now, I got an English last name, Jones, Welsh. And I love the British people. They're great folks. But let's not hate the French on 4th of July. Contrary to what they brainwash people, the French helped found this country. Now, I know in the brainwash neocon world or Barack Obama's world, loving the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is bad. That's why with the Homeland Security documents that we broke, the MIAC report, the DHS reports, we broke those folks. Others took credit for it, but that's fine. Gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, we are the terrorists. Now, because the foreign offshore banks that have hijacked the United States, they are the real terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to fight them and to expose them. We're going to have open phones throughout the next 3 hours to discuss how liberty is being trampled on, how our freedoms are being destroyed, how we're going from land of the free, home of the brave, to land of the cowards, home of the slaves, and how do we get that freedom and liberty back? And I want to go through a bunch of news items that are examples of this. But first, we need to get into the economy. Deteriorating by design. The globalists are on record engineering that. And we always have Bob Chapman joining us in the second hour on Fridays. He is a former the biggest private gold and silver broker out there. At one time had the biggest newsletter back during the 1980s. Retired for a while. Came back with the International Forecaster. He was also in military intelligence. And he's been fighting the New World Order and the globalists and the private Federal Reserve for more than 45 years. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us today on the economy and a lot more as we race towards the anniversary of the birth of this country.
It's terrific. I love being here.
Okay, we're about to break in about a minute and a half, Bob, but tell us some of the most important latest financial news that you're going to be covering on the other side of this break.
Well, I think one of the things that we have to take notice of is the Madoff affair and how it's turned out. Of course, they gave 150 years to Madoff, which is ridiculous. But the key to this whole thing, and I've been told by my sources, it was a CIA Mossad operation in conjunction with Madoff, went on for many years. None of the money ever went to Madoff. It went in one door and out the other.
And by the way, you were the first to say that 3 or 4 months ago. Now that's leaked out a few places in mainstream media that obviously he didn't act alone. This was a money laundering operation.
That's correct. It wasn't actually in December before it happened. But anyway, the key to this whole thing is the Federal Reserve in New York and the Fed overall and the U.S. Treasury have copies of every wire that Madoff sent to offshore destinations. Most of the money went to Israel.
Stay there. And I want you to recap all that. Bob Chapman on the other side will look at the entire economy, the jobless rates, the inflation rate, where you see the economy going. But first we'll cover Madoff and the money laundering scam that dwarfs even Enron. It's all coming up. We'll talk about the carbon tax passing the House. Senator Kerry says it's going to pass the Senate. The home inspections are already beginning, but the states are fighting back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Unlike a lot of other radio talk show hosts, we are here live on this July 2009 edition, and I'll be back with the abbreviated Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., syndicated across the country, and again, they re-air 3 hours of the show on XM Radio, 5 to 8 p.m., and I'll give you that channel a little bit later at the bottom of the hour, so you can tune into that on the 4th of July. For the rest of the hour, Bob Chapman joins us. We're going to open the phones up. Of course, we don't screen your calls, so they'll be all over the map. Speaking of all over the map, we have calls from England, Australia, Washington, D.C., California, Ohio, you name it. One time I even got a call from McMurdo Weather Station in Antarctica on the bottom of the planet. Maybe we'll get one of those calls today. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I know we've gotten a lot of new affiliates across the country, and I know that we have a lot of new listeners, so let me just explain to people. I'm not a left-winger. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a constitutionalist. They didn't have left-wing and right-wing in the days of 1776 when this country was founded. It was, are you for big government or small government? Are you for free market or a king? Do you like being controlled or do you want freedom? Are you for keeping and bearing arms and not being a slave, or do you want to be an indentured servant? To me, it's a question of slavery versus abolition of slavery. I have sworn, as Thomas Jefferson did, eternal resistance against all forms of tyranny over man and the minds of man. And I am here to light bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. I have a special guest in the last hour today, a constitutional scholar, a historian, about what our founders went through. So that's coming up. But for the next 20 minutes or so, I want to go over the economy with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Again, our website's InfoWars.com. Bob did in his newsletter, actually, back in December, before Madoff even got in trouble. He said Madoff and others are involved in these scams. There's no way they're actually making 15% every year and you know, never having problems. Madoff was founder of the NASDAQ. It's Madoff criminals that basically run Wall Street. CIA was set up by them. They're now feeding what's left of the free market economy into it. $14.8 trillion has been stolen. They own both parties. They don't want H.R. 1207 to pass. It's right up at 250 co-sponsors right now in the House to audit the Federal Reserve that says it's above the law in all branches of government. How asinine is that? And so we're going to get into Madoff getting 150 years, saying he ran it all himself. When the Promise software and what the NSA does, they admit there's a record through the Securities and Exchange Commission of all this. So what's really behind the Madoff scam from the man who first said that Madoff was going to go down and that Madoff was an operative and it was a Mossad slash CIA op? So, Bob Chapman, tell us what's happening there first.
Well, I think it's what I was trying to get to was that...
Yeah, recap, because some stations don't carry that first segment. A recap.
Right. What I was getting into is that the Fed and the Fed Reserve in New York as well as in Washington and the U.S. Treasury track every wire. So they know where all the money went from what banks to what place. A lot of them were in offshore accounts. They know that. They know who owned them. So they know who did what. And there's no question. Now, none of this has come out. I mean, these people who are rigging this whole thing and throwing all the blame on Madoff, they got to be dumb. I mean, we're not that stupid. I mean, that's a simple thing that they do every day. So they knew who did what, and they know who was involved. I believe that probably Mr. Madoff will die within 2 years, perhaps even 6 months. But I don't think he'll die. I think they'll tell you he died, and he'll be shipped out someplace. That's what I think they're up to with him.
And well, that's the same thing with the witness protection program. They do this all the time, and even mainstream newspapers have reported in Latin America and Europe that Ken Lay is down in Paraguay where the Bushes bought those giant 50-plus thousand-acre ranches. This is what black ops do continually. They take low-level special forces operatives by the thousands each year and stage their death. That's on record. So to say they wouldn't stage a Ken Lay or a Madoff's death later, or like a Jack Ruby, I mean, we know they do this.
You're right. And we have contacts in Montevideo who have told us the same thing. So, you have to know what to look for, and these people do.
You were in black ops in South Africa, Germany, France, and a bunch of other unnamed countries. Were they staging deaths back in the 50s then when you were in?
Not that I know of.
All right, go ahead. You may admit they are now.
Go ahead. I might interject here. I'm glad they passed me over for MK Ultra.
Okay,
you know,
Bob, continue.
I think about that, I say to myself, my goodness gracious, you know, there but for the grace of God go I.
Well, the L.A. Times reported that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was CIA and volunteered for MKUltra. So good thing they did pass you over, Bob. But continue. So explain. I have the Associated Press reporting here that $171 billion, not 50, we've been saying it was over 100, $171 billion has disappeared. That's what Madoff really stole, and that now they've put out an asset forfeiture seizure notice for $171 billion. So why are they telling us $50 billion, but now it's $171 billion?
It's part of the cover-up. And they'll dance around and do all of the what they've got to do, and they're going to cover it up. This is just like the BCCI scandal, which was an operation that was run by the Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the Nugan Hand program. And if you remember, one of them, we'll say it was Nugan, he committed suicide. He shot himself in the back of the head. And so that's the way these things end up. And the other fellow ended up in jail, and I don't know whether he's still there or not, but, you know, he was protesting. All I was doing was what the government told me to do. And, of course, nobody wanted to listen and nobody cared. But this is not a Ponzi scheme, this Madoff affair. This was a criminal scam. The money went into the company and out the back door, so to speak. It went to the Israeli Discount Bank, Citigroup, Bank Leumi, and off to offshore destinations. And then I think knowing made the mind of Madoff, because I was in that business for 28 years, I think they probably brought the money back into other accounts in the United States to play the market. And, of course, they're loaded with inside information. So who knows how much money the $171 billion made? I mean, it may be worth $5 trillion for all we know.
And then, of course, for those that don't know, Bob, give them the technical name for the plunge protection team since the 1980s. That goes in with billions every day to drive it down, prop it up. So for the insiders at the top of the pyramid, at the paramount level, it's all a giant casino rigged for them. And so we hear that they've destroyed half the stock market's value, stolen the police and firemen and teachers' retirement, the private citizens' retirement. But that wealth wasn't destroyed. It was fenced, just like Enron was just a dummy corporation. They took the money out the back door. Then they blew it out when they were ready. People need to understand that. These controlled recessions and depressions, these booms and busts, are engineered to consolidate power with vertical integration.
Well, Ronald Reagan, after the collapse in the market in October the 19th, 1987, was convinced that we had to do something about this, and we can't let this sort of thing happen again. And so we need something to protect the markets in the event of emergency. And he signed, and it became final as an executive order in August of 1988, the Working Group in Financial Markets. And its structure is the chairman of the Fed, the head of the Treasury Department, the head of the New York Fed, the head of the Securities Exchange Commission, and the head of the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, the last two are government agencies, for those of you who don't know. And what they do is they have groups of people all over the world, and they enter into markets all over the world 24/7. And they're using money that's been created out of thin air. They're using treasury funds, which is in one of their subsidiary funds. And they continue to make the market do what they want it to do. A good example is what's going on right now. They fostered and created the rally in the Dow Jones Industrial Average from 6,600 to 8,700. We knew that they'd do that. And we predicted it, although we didn't predict 8,700, we predicted 8,500, so we weren't completely right, but we were close. And they are keeping the market up by going in and rigging the market. They're doing the same thing with the currencies and the commodities, gold and silver. If you watch almost every Monday morning, the market is up 50 or 100 points, maybe more, and the dollar is strong. And commodities are down, and gold and silver are down. And they don't care who knows anymore. They just do what they want to do arrogantly. And I do have, in tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster, two tapes that I got from CNBC. And those two tapes are conversations, in one case with one person and the moderator. In the other case, it was four people. And they all come to the conclusion that the market's being manipulated. Now, this is a tremendous breakthrough, tremendous, to have this on national television. They have fought it for over 10 years. And I've discussed it with them, and they said, we can't put that on. And just like when I started getting on Fox and ABC and NBC and all that stuff 3 or 4 months ago, pushing Ron Paul's 1207, they said, you can't talk about that on here.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Bob. We got a break. I want to get into this Washington Post story where they got caught selling access to the president for $250,000 a person. Total Project Mockingbird. Just absolutely criminal. the media is so rigged, folks, the mainstream media.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here live on the GCN Radio Network. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We simulcast always the third and fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members and viewers there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Most days I end up doing three or even more hours. In the case of yesterday, I did 3.5 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your calls for Bob Chapman on a host of issues. A bunch of other financial news coming up in the next long segment. But in this short segment, Bob Chapman, I would get up on air 10, 11 years ago and read congressional investigations about a lot of mainstream media, big radio stations, big TV, in key markets like Chicago, New York, D.C., where people pay for access and where a lot of people pay for their media position. They would pay for their anchor job or pay for their editor's job or pay for the position. It's all kickbacks. And also pay to have access to politicians. And Politico is broken. That's why they keep getting so big. But we already knew. Washington Post is a CIA front. That's come out from OSS and then CIA documents and the church hearings in 77. It came out in 2003 that Bush was spending tens of billions a year to buy reporters. The media kind of minimized it, just talking about Armstrong Williams to push the socialist No Child Left Behind, federalization of all education. They said, oh, well, he just took $244,000 to go give a few speeches secretly saying, hey, I'm a black conservative. This isn't socialism. But it's CNN, Fox, all these channels have gotten government funding on record. But here's Politico. Washington Post cancels lobbyist event amid uproar, and they were going to pay $250,000 per media and lobbyist to meet at the private home of publisher Catherine Weymouth. Said she was canceling plans for an exclusive salon at her home, where as much as $250,000, the Post offered lobbyists and association executives off-the-record access to those powerful few. Obama administration officials, members of Congress, and even the paper's own reporters and editors. The astounding offer was detailed in a flyer circulated Wednesday to the health care lobbyist who provided it to a reporter because the lobbyist said he felt it was a conflict for the paper. And then now you even have famous reporters coming out and saying Obama is more controlled than Richard Nixon. Helen Thomas is now saying that. In fact, print me that. It's on Infowars.com. Print me that. We've got a link. Print me the article. I want to show people that. Because basically the inside word is, this even happened as inauguration, so that's on record, and the Victory Party in Chicago, you got to pay them under the table for anything. I mean, this is just pure mafia, isn't it, Bob Chapman?
It certainly is, and it's been going on for years and years, and I'm glad the Post did what they did, and it got exposed. It's a racket.
Well, the Post got caught by Politico, but I mean, you're saying you're glad they got caught.
Yes, I'm glad they did it, and I'm glad they get caught. So people listening to this program and other people will understand that this is nothing new, and this is the way Washington functions, and that's not supposed to be that way. In fact, lobbyists should be done away with. And as far as elections are concerned, each congressman and each senator or person who wants to run for that office should be funded in equal amounts by the United States government. There should be no private funding. They start running for election 2 months before the election itself, and that's the end of it.
Well, you've got all these international foreign corporations that they have three lobbyists for every member of the Congress. Most of them are offshore. And no wonder the Congress on every issue of open borders, gun control, you know, it's all unpopular, but it just continues. We've had all these top Democrats admit, quote, the Congress is run by banks. I mean, this country is under a banking dictatorship. It's illegitimate. It's criminal. And that's why they got the feds writing Homeland Security reports saying anybody that protests the Fed is a terrorist. No, the Fed is a foreign financial terrorist imploding our economy by design. Explain why they want to implode the economy, Bob.
They feel this is the only way to force people, particularly in America and in Europe, to accept world government. This is what this is all about. And if things aren't working out too well, and maybe even if they are, they'll have another war. And I think it'll be a large war. And I think it'll probably involve what one might call Western powers against Russia and China and maybe some others. And I think that's on the way. That's how they cover up all the things that they do, is have another war. We predicted the event, like 9/11, within 33 days of it happening, about 11 months before, we said that would be used as an excuse to go in and attack Iraq and occupy it.
Well, tell us more about where you see them starting a war when we get back. We'll get into some other subjects on the economy and take phone calls. Long segment coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We're talking with Bob Chapman. I want to get his breakdown. He joins us every Friday in the second hour to talk about the economy. I want to get his take on the carbon tax passing last Friday, passing the House. Kerry's saying it's going to pass the Senate. John Kerry doesn't usually shoot his mouth off. This is just horrible news. It's already been announced. People have seen the bill now. They wouldn't let you read it till after it passed. Home inspections, regulations, taxes. Several states, Ohio and Arizona, are moving to pass state legislation blocking it. This will only accelerate the state sovereignty movement. That's not secession like the media spins it. That's Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states made the feds. We're the bosses. All powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states, the people. I want to talk about that with him and take your phone calls. Before I do that, I want to tell you about this hour's sponsor. He's made this hour of the show possible. That's Home Gain. The website is HOMEGAIN.com. HomeGain.com. It's an absolutely free website. And it has the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Very easy to use and absolutely free. It can save you or make you a lot of money either way if you're buying or selling. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com banners to HomeGame.com if you miss it. They also have a system that the real estate agents are seeing. It gives you free access to that to put in your home address, and it will tell you what the real estate market behind the scenes really thinks your house is worth. They have a free estimate on your home's value there at HomeGame.com and a bunch of other free services at HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com. Okay, let's go back now to Bob Chapman. Bob, finish up your point about government-sponsored terror. You know, I predicted, because I saw him fear-mongering, saying flu's about to break out. Then that happened in April. Now they're saying it's going to kill millions and they got to have worldwide government and the UN is going to run the New World Order and they've got to have forced inoculations and European countries are already starting it and they have one death in England and they say that the whole country may, you know, get sick from it when it's nothing. I mean, they're using that as fear. They're moving troops into Pakistan. They're moving Taliban around, which is globalist control to menace everybody. Got a big story about that. Up on PrisonPlanet.com from mainstream news sources. Western governments funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda to kill U.S. troops, but not just in Pakistan or Afghanistan. It's now out in the mainstream news that Taliban is being shipped in to attack U.S. forces in Iraq as a pretext to keep them there, manufacturing the whole war. The White House, the last two, Obama and Bush, admit they're funding Wahhabist Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, and the public thinks Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's Shiite, the opposite group. I want to get into that. But you were finishing up with government-sponsored terror. Then I want to get into cap and trade and then calls.
Well, in this case, it's not so much terror. It's more about how do we cover up what we've been doing until we want to pull the plug. Again, harking back to the meeting 4 weeks ago in Greece of the Bilderbergers, the number one thing on the agenda was, this thing looks like it's getting out of control. Maybe we ought to try to button it up. And the problem is they can't button it up. They've gone too far, and they can't go back. And so I think they're in serious trouble. Yes, they're very aggressive. Good example of that was the aggressive defense made by the Treasury in behalf of the Fed in the face of 1207. And they think that's going to work. And even people in Congress are saying, we can't let the Fed do that. You know, it's really out of their realm. It's a private corporation. No. And so they're running into a lot of roadblocks. But I do think they're going to have another war. And I don't know when it's going to start, but they're going to have it. And they're going to have it for one of two reasons, that their plans are coming unglued and they have to do something to cover it. Or part of their plan is, everything is going to be dreadful. We'll eventually get into a deflationary depression. And when that happens, people are going to be restless. And in order to augment that, then they'll have their war perhaps with Russia or China, or maybe both simultaneously. And that'll take everybody off the streets and supposedly allow them to retain control. And the more we talk about this on the airwaves, and the more people who understand what they're up to, the better off we're going to be.
Well, Bob, I want to go to a few clips dealing with the carbon tax and get your take on that. But take North Korea, terrible regime, as the head of ABB, Donald Rumsfeld, the Swiss company, gave them the nuke reactors in the late 90s to build the weapon. That's BBC News. They know there's a power transfer to his next horrid little son. So this is the first commie dictator gives it to Kim Jong-il, then he gives it to his snot-nosed son. So we're certainly no fans of them, but U.S. forces, South Korean forces, massing, doing flyovers, very provocative, trying to get them when they're very unstable to do something to kind of create the crisis, kind of like the U.S. ambassador telling Saddam, the U.S. ally, go ahead and invade Kuwait. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We always back you, just like your attack on Iran, Saddam. They're going to test fire a missile. A month ago, they put out their directive. They would fire it today or tomorrow on the anniversary of the first dictator dying, and nothing to do with July 4th. That's when Kim Jong-il's dad died, July 4th. They always test a missile every year on July 3rd or 4th. But the media says they want to attack America on July 4th when they already put out the international directive under international law. Just like when the U.S. or Europe or anybody else test a missile, they're firing it out in the Pacific, a couple thousand miles away from Hawaii. But the media says missile set to hit Hawaii July 4th. The headlines are that Obama, you know, is bold. Here's the ridiculous Drudge Report. Bold on the 4th of July, will Obama shoot down North Korean missile? So, man, they're going to try to blow up Hawaii with a nuke and murder everyone. And they also say global warming's real and polar bears can't swim. I mean, just complete lying. They're test firing a missile. They're following international law. They're telling people the 2,000 square mile area in the middle of nowhere they're firing it at. And thousands of miles away is Hawaii. Headline, Hawaii to be nuked, end of America. I mean, are they going to use this as an excuse for something, or will this just be Obama grandstanding, saving us all from the evil North Korean missile?
Well, I think what you have to sit back and take in and think to yourself about, is North Korea secretly a client state of the United States government? In all probability, yes. I mean, why would they be doing the things that they're doing? The, you know, we call them normal for them, but the media is beating the drum and building it up as the great aggressor. I mean, North Korea is not a threat to the world.
They're a joke. I mean, they can't even get a missile off the ground.
That's it. And so I think the U.S. is behind all that. And I think they have the North Koreans doing these things. So another thing is it's a diversion. Let's everybody worry about San Francisco and L.A. getting hit with rockets, ICBMs. And at the same time, they'll forget about the horrid situation that's going on in the world economy.
Well, exactly. In fact, if you look this number up, the last time I saw, in fact, Google that for all the viewers out there at PrisonPlanet.tv and the radio listeners. Google, let's just show everybody, see if my memory's accurate. United States number one, no, try this headline. Majority of aid to North Korea comes from U.S. or U.S. number one giver of aid to North Korea. That'll be the headline. U.S. number one giver of aid. Because I know through the U.N., the United States, last time I checked, was the number one aid, not even China. And so that point you make has a lot of bearing.
Well, they've done it before, and, you know, most people don't know it, but if you understand how intelligence and counterintelligence works, it's a chess game. And they just move people around, they buy people. I quoted a new book, I forget the name of it, in tomorrow's issue, about the participation of Martin Bormann. And finally, this information is going to get out that Bormann was working for the West. And
oh, by the way, my dad, I'm on the treadmill 2 days ago in the garage at night. My dad comes over to drop my kids off because they've been over there for the day. You know, granddaddy comes over. He walks into the garage and he says, look at this book, The Secret History of the CIA. Chapter one admits that Reinhard Galen was CIA and so was Martin Bormann. And the whole thing was staged and the West told Hitler to do all this and then pull the rug out from under him. I already knew that from German history. That's why Hitler let everybody escape at Dunkirk. He thought he was supposed to attack the Soviets. He was told to do all this. IBM, Ford, General Motors built all his plants. My grandfathers weren't allowed to bomb that when they were flying in the Army Air Corps. We already knew all that, but now mainstream publishers are admitting this. Why do you think this is all coming out now, Bob?
I don't think they can hold it in any longer. I think it's really a case of that. I knew all this, about Bormann and many other things because I was hooked up with many people who were, in German intelligence and counterintelligence during the war. Most of them were, colonels or generals. And they would tell me about all these things. Of course, this was after the war was over and it was in the 1950s. But I really get filled in on it, and I've known about Bormann for 50 years.
You never talked about that here. Was that because of national security?
They can't hold it in any longer.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Bob. They can't hold it in any longer. But it's just so incredible that Hitler was created by the British and U.S. government on record.
There's a book called Hitler at Versailles by Leon Degrelle, and Hitler was born at Versailles, and the whole thing was set up, the reparation movement, the depression in Germany during the 1920s, the evolution of Mussolini from being a communist into a fascist, and then the the ascension of Adolf Hitler with money from Paris, London, New York, the Bushes and their family, etc. The whole thing was a setup. And all those people get killed for nothing.
Well, that also came out in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee with Major General Smedley Butler of the Marine Corps. He was the only two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner at that time. I think he still is. Most highly decorated in U.S. military history. I mean, a real Rambo. And of all these conflicts, he'd overthrown more than 14 countries for the United States and the banks. So they came to him in 35 and said, we funded Hitler. We're going to have a fascist takeover here in the U.S. as well. That's when it could have gone both ways. He played along and then blew the whistle. That was in the New York Times, everywhere else. It's in my film, Martial Law. We also get a little bit into it in Endgame. But the issue is that later in the 30s, that came out in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee, but the average American doesn't even know, though I have the film reels shot at the time in there in the congressional hearings.
The more you dig, the worse it gets.
Well, thank God he played along with them for 6 months, and he was to lead a 500,000-man team. They were already federalizing the cities covertly, and Bush's granddaddy was one of the head honchos. It's just unbelievable. But see, he wasn't a German agent. People always say he's a – no. The German agents were their agents. People get this chain of command wrong. Well, I mean, the King of England – had to advocate not over the lady he married. He was in Germany when the war started. He's 100% German. Edward VIII. In fact, guys, Google Edward VIII with Hitler, and you'll see him hailing Hitler. Pull it up. It'll be a bunch of photos, but the most famous one is Hitler in his car, and the King of England is hailing Hitler to him. I can't make this. Kitty Kelly's book's about it. Okay, Bob, I want to hold you a little bit in the next hour. I should have asked you off air. You may have another interview coming up, but I want to start getting into this.
I'm free.
And, okay,
and
good, good.
I want to say one more thing, and that is the book, Hitler Born at Versailles by Leon Degrelle. I knew Leon Degrelle very, very well. He was a good friend of mine, and he was the head of the Wallonian division in the SS during the war. And he was one of the people who really filled me in on what went on. And I financed that book.
Amazing. So you've been not violating your national security letter, but leaking a bit out so people could learn about that. Well, listen, one of my grandfathers was a lease hound, just mid-level, working for the oil companies, out trying to get folks to lease their land to them in West Texas and New Mexico. And he said after World War II, there were more Germans in many of those towns than there were Americans. And they'd be in the bars and the steakhouses. And he said he'd see Germans he'd seen in newsreels just walking around with CIA people all over the place at these military bases, because that'd be the only place to go eat when you're out driving around the middle of nowhere in New Mexico or West Texas. And he was telling me about this stuff, and he wasn't in intelligence. You know, he'd just been in the Air Corps. So just Germans everywhere, and Germans all. And then my uncle lived in Guatemala. He told me about all the old Germans down there. And I mean, they're just Germans all over the place.
They were taken out on the rat line.
Yeah. Operation Paperclip. OK, we got to shift gears now. There is Edward VIII with Adolf Alois Hitler. And that is right at the start of the war.
Heil Hitler.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, the King of England, Heil Hitler. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into the global carbon tax. On record, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London say it's a world government tax to private banks. You'll even pay some of your taxes to Al Gore. He said, what's wrong with that in front of Congress 2 weeks ago? Here is Pat Buchanan, though, saying it, and people are now attacking him. This is Pat Buchanan as we analyze it. From MSNBC. Here it is.
I'm joined now live from Washington by MSNBC political analyst Pat Buchanan. So with another good morning, Pat, we've got the president calling this new climate bill a jobs bill because he says it's going to create clean energy jobs. You have House Minority Leader John Boehner saying it's a tax bill. Why doesn't anyone want to call it a climate bill?
Well, because the science is suggesting that maybe all of this isn't really happening, or it's not really dangerous, or it's not really man-made. Barack Obama, the president, was right when he said we shouldn't be afraid of the future. That is how this bill got passed, through fear. We're all going to change. The climate's going to change. The oceans are going to rise. Our cities are going to be underwater. But more and more science is coming forward to say this is a hoax and a scam, which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector, and from the government of the United States to a world government, which is what we're going to get in Copenhagen when we get the Kyoto 2 agreement.
Okay, here come the emails. Anyway, Pat, you know, when the bill passed,
okay, that's enough of it.
Broke into a sort of...
We've got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, mainstream news articles, I've got dozens of them in my film, The Obama Deception, blow-ups of the articles. They're saying world government, but then if we say we don't want world government, Bob, they say we're kooks and it doesn't exist.
Well, we just keep on telling the people, and they'll catch on.
Absolutely. Folks, get The Obama Deception on DVD at Infowars.com today. Get this. Have viewing parties. Show it to everybody. It shows you this guy is the closer. He's the closer for the globalists to bring us into bankruptcy so the private bankers can own our butts. Get The Obama Deception at Infowars.com today.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All
canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then... grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have...
Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where we simulcast the radio show every day. Check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members over there for supporting us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob will be with us 20 minutes to the next hour. Then I'm going to continue with open phones throughout the show. I know you've been holding. John and Jack and Michael and Derry and Chris and many others. Your calls are coming up as we start the next hour in T-minus 5 minutes, 30 seconds. But, Bob, cap and trade, I mean, they openly say that large portions of it will be paid to offshore banks who will set the global carbon tax. Other parts will be paid to Al Gore's private trading company. Enron came up with the idea 12 years ago. That's even a congressional testimony for this new level of pyramided derivatives. Is this an attempt to create a new derivatives bubble to set up these new carbon taxes? And how much can we pay? I mean, everything's already going bankrupt. The Democrats say it's only $2,800 to $2,500 per person. Now they're admitting home inspections will happen in the bill. I mean, this is worse than the Soviet Union. How are we going to pay money we don't have? And how are we going to pay money openly to that bastard criminal who claims he invented the Internet, Al Gore?
Well, first of all, the Russians have a good take on that. We ran an article out of Pravda, oh, I guess it was a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, which described exactly what you just said. What is this, the Soviet Union? I mean, don't these people in America get it? But anyway, look, the bottom line on the carbon tax is it's for international financing. The IMF, the UN, the World Bank, and then there's slush funds to enrich the illuminists who are involved in this. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is the American people, and eventually the people of the world, are all going to end up paying a 20% tax for this cap-and-trade kind of legislation. Now, the Obama administration would like to get a health plan passed. And were that to happen...
How'd you guys...
Most of the
I apologize. I just had some studio guys walking in, and I had my mic on. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
The health plan, most of it's going to be financed, and the American public doesn't know it yet, by a VAT, a value-added tax, a tax that goes on things and production and services at every stage, another 20%. So if you're in a 25% tax bracket and you pay the state 5%, which is 30, you pay your Social Security, that takes you up to 35, and then you get another 40% for these two items, you're in for 75%, not counting your real estate taxes, state sales taxes, and so on. And so you could be in as a low-level taxpayer. You could be in for 75 or 80% taxation. And this is what they're after. They want to enslave you.
Well, it's neo-serfdom. It's neo-feudalism. What is it, 234 years, 235 years since 1776? I mean, this is a land of the free, home of the brave. Now we have this total nanny state where they're saying you've got to have government insurance or we're going to fine you. We're going to inspect your house. We're going to shut down your factories. But China and Mexico don't have to follow this. I mean, they clearly, as the globalists have said, want to kill all our industry and make us all be on welfare so they can carry out their control freak eugenics on us.
That's correct. That's exactly what they want to do. And they want to bring America and Europe to their knees, and the rest of the world will follow them down. And there's more freedom in Europe and America probably than any place else, perhaps with the exception of Canada. And Canada exports 80% of what they make to the United States, so they're going to suffer as well. So that's what they're out, and this is why they have deliberately caused this. These people are not dumb.
No, they're monopoly men, and they don't even want a middle class that can challenge them. This is full-spectrum dominance. All right, the third hour's coming up in just a few seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.